We've had now 16 record months in a row, and we were a little concerned about February because last year was leap year. So we had one fewer days this month, or one less days this month coming in, and that's about a 50,000 swing, 50,000 ride swing. So to be able to post a record after having a few, one less day, that's good.
That's one example, February of this year, but what about how does ridership in the recent past look?
Actually, very, very strong. Well, even more than that, it's been record-setting. We were up more than 8% last year for an entire year, and even gains in transit of 2 to 3% are considered very strong gains. We have set our all-time annual record as well as the 16 monthly records in a row. It has been, in an unprecedented way in Pinellas County, just growing like crazy.
Does that mean that buses are getting overcrowded? And if so, what do you plan to do about it?
Yes, it does mean that. It means we do have on several routes now on rush hour. In fact, some of them not even rush hour during the entire day, standing room only loads. And we are now conducting a community bus plan. It's kind of an overarching look at everywhere we go. Every single run we're analyzing to see if there aren't some we can move on to those heavier run routes. But the overall productivity from the preliminary indications for these routes are all pretty good. So one of the things we're hoping to do is part of the reaching out with the county commission and getting a new referendum on November 2014, that would finally give us the operating funds to boost service and get a lot more buses on these routes that now are some of them have crushing loads at rush hour.
And finally, what would happen? What's the contingency in case that referendum that would increase the sales tax in exchange for funds for transit like buses and other things? What would happen if that does not pass?
Well, part of that bus plan that we're working on now is also going to be planning for that contingency, but by about 2016, because right now we've been using reserves to make up the difference, we'll be cutting at least 18% of our service with subsequent cuts every following year as the operation costs tend to outpace the growth in property tax revenue, which is our main funding source.